Time now to take five for your community, brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in the Villages at Oak Ridge. Today we have Drew Stuffel and Joe Coquillard with us from New Hope Christian Church in Washington. Good morning, guys.
Morning. Thanks for having us.
Morning.
You got it. Thanks for coming in, Drew. We'll start with you. It's the Journey to Bethlehem time. It is coming up next weekend, and what a great tradition you guys have started at New Hope. You see so many people go through each and every year.
We do. It's a great event that we are very fortunate to host. This year, we're going to be in our 24th year doing the event, so we've been doing it for quite a while. We are located at 559 East, 100 South here in Washington. As you said, we're going to be hosting it on December 14th and 15th. It's always on the second full weekend in December, so it's going to be that Friday and that Saturday night. The doors open from 5:30 p.m. till about 9, in between about 9 and 10. There's no admission or tickets. We've had folks call us before in the past wanting to make sure they can get tickets so that they can come through the doors. We don't do tickets, but we do take up a free will donation for our New Hope Christian Church Community Fund.
You basically will turn no one away. We want as many people as possible to go through this journey, right?
That's right.
It happens December 14th and 15th. Pastor Joe Coquillard is pastor at New Hope Church, Pastor Joe, I'll tell you what, you see so many lives change just by seeing really the true meaning of Christmas and what it's all about. You know what?
Absolutely.
It is truly a great thing, and it takes a lot of people to pull this off.
It does. We were talking the other day, and I don't know how many exactly. Do you know, Drew, how many people are involved? I mean, it's over 100.
Well, my wife and I were trying to count it the other day. I think somewhere in between 100 about 120 volunteers every single year to put this on.
Wow. This is a unique event, too. I don't know of anybody else around that's doing something like this, because you're just really telling the story, and you take the journey through. You hope for good weather conditions, right?
We do. We've been looking at the weather closely starting this week, because you can get that 15-day out forecast usually on your weather app. And it looks like it's not going to be too cold. I think we're going to be in between freezing to maybe about 40 degrees. But of course, about this time of year anyway, going through the journey, we usually encourage folks to dress warmly. You are going to be outside for about 40 minutes or so for the journey. But we're really hoping that the rain holds off. That's kind of the big thing that we've been looking at.
Yes, definitely. And you walk through several stations that they go through, right?
That's right. So what the journey really is, it's kind of a recreation of the story of the first Christmas. So Mary and Joseph are traveling from their hometown in Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted in a census and to pay some taxes. So our visitors will be coming into our church and then guided through a path out back behind New Hope Christian Church to several stations, and they'll be able to meet some of the key characters from that first Christmas story. So you'll be able to meet shepherds, the wise men. You'll come across some Roman soldiers. I think you even come across the innkeeper. An innkeeper kind of turns folks away. It's a great event for those of all ages. We do have accommodations for those who might be, as you say, slow moving or
impaired in some way.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
So if you want to attend the journey, it is next weekend, December 14th and 15th. No tickets are required. Just come on out. And how many do you put groups together at a time, right? So you keep the line moving at all times.
How many do you have in a group? 15 or 20?
I think that's right.
A family? You don't just watch and observe. You're actually part of the whole thing. You're in a family group, and you're being moved along, and you've got taxes to pay, and there are things you experience along the way. So it's a whole kind of a immersion kind of a feeling where all your senses are engaged and you're kind of on high alert. And it's a great thing, especially for kids. You know, they hear the story, they've read it or had it read to them, and now they're like participating in it. So that's the uniqueness, I think, about it.
And you'll have a time afterwards to share and talk to, right?
Oh, yeah, right. So we take the last group through at 9 o'clock, so you don't want to come after 9 because we're getting ready. That last group has to cycle through, but we want to get every group through by 9 o'clock. So between 7 and 8 is probably the busiest time, so if you come a little before that or a little after that, maybe a little less crowds. We'll probably run 1,800 to 2,000 people through this. If the weather is good, if not, you know, the numbers will be down a little bit, but you know, who wants to be out in the bitter cold?
And it's a little different every year too. I mean, it's always unique each and every year. So if you've gone in the past, you can always come back again. You'll experience something different every time.
Story doesn't change, as you know. We're not at liberty to change that. However, we can add things. And we've added some, I think, some cool features this year. We won't tell you about them. You have to come out and see.
You got to see for yourself. The Journey to Bethlehem, New Hope Christian Church, next weekend, Friday and Saturday night. Once again, where are you located?
We're located at 559 East, 100 South here in Washington. And if you want any more information about what we're about, either as a church, a New Hope, or about the Journey, you can find us online at www.newhopewashington.com. Or if you wanted to give our office a call at 812-254-3699, we'd be happy to talk to you about the Journey.
And on the website, there's a lot of information too, newhopewashington.com. They can find out.
All right, guys. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming in. Best of luck with the Journey to Bethlehem next weekend. We appreciate you sharing time this morning.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Take 5 brought to you by Yoakum Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and the Villages at Oak Ridge.